Well, today is a special day. It's always a special day when we come to the Lord's house, but this is a special day for a number of people because today is water baptism Sunday, and we have several that are going to give a profession of faith with their baptism. You know, Matthew 28:19 says in the New Living, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Now, this is something that we should do after we receive salvation. Now, there's a lot of different ideas about water baptism. There is all kinds of people that got different ideas of how it's supposed to be done. Some by immersion, which I believe is the biblical way. So others, you know, they pour water on your head or they sprinkle you. Sometimes some believe in immersion three times. You know, I mean, some believe that you go lay back in the water and then rise up like this. Others think you go down first and then come up. You know, some think that you're in a baptismal tank, like that one right up there that you can't see, but you can in a minute. Some think that you have to be baptized in a river or in a flowing water. Others think, well, no, you have to have a lake or a pond, a farm pond. You know, I don't think the place is the important thing. The important thing is to follow the Word of God with baptism in the way that it is done in the Word. We simply believe in the immersion of being going down and coming up. We use the phrase of, "I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Now, there are reasons that some people never receive water baptism. It's because they're afraid to go under the water. Some are concerned about how they look when they come up out of the water. You know, why do we baptize? Well, let's see what the Bible has to say. We've already read this. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." It is not a ritual. It is something that Jesus told his disciples to go and do. Baptism is something that it's been practiced with Christians since Bible days. You know, you can go through the Word and you can find a lot of places, you know, you can, in the Acts especially, there were 3,000 people were saved and baptized. And then in Acts 2 and Acts 8, people were saved in Samaria in revival. The Ethiopian, and also in Acts 8, the Ethiopian was baptized. Cornelius and his household in Acts 10:44. Then in Acts 16, Lydia came and was baptized. In fact, we just on this last trip, when we were over this last May and June, we got to go there, and we were at that place where she was baptized by the Apostle Paul. And then remember the Philippian jailer and his household. And Acts 18, many of the Corinthians hearing and believing were baptized. Acts 19, the Ephesians were baptized. We can see that water baptism is something that is practiced in the early church. There in the Acts of the Apostles, it's something that was practiced in all of Paul's churches that he established. Why is water baptism important? That's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. Water baptism signifies that you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, And when you're saved, you are spiritually baptized into Christ, into his body. But with the act of being baptized in water, it is a symbol that you have died with Christ and been raised to a new life. You know, Philip told the eunuch there in Acts 8 that if he believed in Christ, he could be baptized. Nothing else is a qualification for water baptism except receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Let's just read this here in Acts 8. So beginning with the same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" "You can," Philip answered, "if you believe with all your heart." And the eunuch, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He ordered the carriage to stop. They went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Now, water baptism does not save you. Water baptism is done after you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You know, some want to teach that you're not saved until you're baptized in the water. Say, if by doing that, they're saying that you have not received salvation unless you are baptized. Actually, baptism in water is just an outward expression of something that has already happened inwardly to the Spirit. Water baptism is also a sign to others that you are saying when you're baptized, "I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I have been redeemed, and now I want everybody to know that when I go into this water, I am saying to you, I died to my old self and I'm raised again as a new person in Christ Jesus." Now, water baptism also has some symbolic meanings. The water is the inner cleansing. You can see that in Hebrews. In fact, it says in some of the word, it says washing of the water and the word. And then it also is a symbol that you have been born again. And water baptism, of course, I've said it already, is death to the old sin nature. And then you are raised a new person in Christ Jesus, something that has already happened to you spiritually. Now you are saying outwardly, "I want everybody to know that I've accepted Christ, I have died to sin, and I'm being raised again to a new life in Jesus Christ." In one sense of the word, water baptism signifies the burial or the death of the old sin nature. You know, in Romans 6, 3 through 5, I want to read the Message Bible. That is what happened in baptism. When you went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. We came up out of the water. We entered into a new country of grace, a new life in the new land. And that's what baptism into the life of Jesus means. When we are lowered into the water, it's like the burial of Jesus. When we're raised up out of the water, it's like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father so that we can see where we're going in our new grace sovereign country. You know, water baptism represents becoming a new person in Christ. Every one of us, we quote 2 Corinthians 5:17, when we're born again, this means that anyone belongs to Christ and become a new person, the old life is gone and a new life has begun. And then in Ephesians 4:2, it says, "Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." So, I mean, in the simplest form, Water baptism is simply the signification of being born again, dying with Christ, dying to the old man, being raised to the new man. It is a public testimony of a personal faith. That's exactly what baptism is. Many times, many people try to make baptism, the water baptism, something it's really not. It is just a significant outward symbol of what you have already done in the Spirit. The man on the inside. You are simply saying, this is who I am now. I am a new person in Christ. Baptism is actually a profound act of obedience, because Jesus said that this was to be done. In fact, he himself, as he lived as a man, and this is where people sometimes don't understand, for the 33 years that he lived on this earth, he lived as a man anointed by God. That's why Peter said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus, now the Holy Ghost and power went out doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You see, if he would have been operating in his deity, God wouldn't have had to anoint him. And he went to the River Jordan and was baptized by John the Baptist. So, in taking the step of being baptized in water, you are proclaiming that I am not the person I used to be. I am a completely new person. That old person, you're representing that old person dying when you go under the water, and it represents the new person that is raised to a new life with God. You know, if you're not taking this step, I strongly encourage it. Now, I want you to realize, some people say, well, can you go to heaven without being baptized in water? Yes, but if you want to receive all the blessing and the fullness of God, then we need to do what the Bible says and follow in obedience with water baptism. You know, we cannot receive water baptism until we first have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Actually, another way to say this is that when we are raised out of the water, we are raising ourselves to a living relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ our Savior. I have just simply taken a few moments to explain water baptism in the best way I know how to explain it. There is actually no real explanation in the Word of God, but when you put it all together, then we see what it represents. It represents being born again, and it's a public outward expression to everybody around. I have been born again. I want you to know that the old man is dead, and I have been raised to a new relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the simplicity of water baptism. And it's not something that needs to be argued. It's not something that needs to be, if you don't do it, you're not saved. That's not true. But if you do it, it is an act of obedience unto God, and it also tells the world, hey, I am who I say I am. I am a child of God. Amen and amen. With that short explanation, I hope it helps somebody. I would like to dismiss those right now that have signed up for baptism. I would like for you to stand and move and go follow the instructions that you've been given. All of those that have signed up for baptism, I see many in the balcony that are coming. Oh, that's where they're sitting. Okay, I didn't realize that. All right, there they are. If they're telling me that if you did not sign up, but you understand what it's about, and you weren't able to sign up, and you'd like to be baptized, you can report right over here on the west side, and they will take you and give you instructions. If you report right over there, I guess back there by the door, right back there where the usher's standing, wave at me, usher back there by the door. If you report, if you have decided since I've been speaking that and you weren't able to sign up there, and we do, I think we do have some scrubs or something that they can be baptized in so that you won't get your clothes all wet. All right. Praise the Lord. How many of you sitting out there, you've been baptized in water? You know, actually, I don't know why, but most of the time when you're baptized, when you come up out of that water, it seems like that there is a new reality, or I don't know the words, a burst of energy. How many agree with that? I think it's because we obey what God told us to do, and he really likes it when we give a public testimony that we are his child. Amen. Praise the Lord.